Just a couple of weeks short of the Super Rugby season, I thought it would be time to catch up with Tamaseen and Paddy Ryan, who will be playing for the Waratahs. Morning, Paddy.
G'day, Lowy. Good to be back on, mate.
Well, it's that time of the year. Heavily in training?
Yeah, well, actually, just starting to back off now. We've split the squad. Half the squad's gone up to the 10s. The other half stayed down in Sydney to sort of keep it ticking over. But our big weeks of running laps around the oval are behind us, thankfully, for me. So, just starting to put the finer touches on our plays coming into the first few weeks of the competition.
So they didn't want your speed and kicking ability for the 10s?
Well, mate, I've spent the whole pre-season during our extras time doing a bit of work on my short kicking, thinking I'll be getting a gig up there, but unfortunately it wasn't to be. Mac Mason's been doing an all right role in that fly half position anyway, so they're going all right up there.
They had two games yesterday, a 31-10 win over Poe, and I saw the second match, 12-10 loss to the Highlanders, where they had all the possession, all the territory, led 10-0 and gave it away.
Yeah, it was, disappointing that one. I think they played really well. A few passes go to hand there. We're probably up by 15 or 20. And then if you make those kicks, 17 or maybe even 22 or 24 points, and that's sort of unassailable. But that's how the Highlanders play. They're frustrating for opposition teams because they just sort of soak up your attack and hope that you make a few mistakes. And then when you do, they capitalise. And they did I think they scored in the 17th or 18th minute last night and then in the 19th as well. So that's pretty much what they did to the boys after a long day. And yeah, I thought we were the better side last night. So it was frustrating. But the defence and the way the guys scrambled and fought for every inch was very impressive to watch.
And of course, a huge match against the Chiefs today.
Yeah, massive. I think they played like they did for the first 15 minutes of last night's 20-minute game. I reckon there's no reason they can't beat the Chiefs, but they're going to have to shut down some blokes like Tim Nenai-Williams. And they had a guy, I can't pronounce his name for the life of me, but he was number 9. I watched him score a double against Poe yesterday. I thought he was particularly good. So they can shut down blokes like that by getting up in their face, it will be a good show against the Chiefs.
When you're commentating like myself, it's George Alphabet or Fred Unpronounceable. Alex Newsom from Glen Innes, he played quite well.
Yeah, he's had a really strong preseason. I think he's had a couple of good seasons for the New South Wales Country Eagles, and then you throw in his debut season over at the Force where he was exceptional. It's really good to have him home. So I think we can expect pretty big things from Alex this year. Obviously, the hardest thing for him will be getting onto the park in terms of selection. There's some really strong outside backs at the Waratahs this year. So when he gets his chance, which may not be round one or two, but when he gets it, got to take it, and I think he will. I think he'll go really well. So hopefully he's out there early. Love to have more country boys in the team, but yeah, it's pretty strong in the outside backs this year, Lowy.
Speaking of country boys, country Eagles player and former Niangla forward, went to Taz, was involved with the Northern Inland Academy of Sport, Jock Armstrong. He's now at the Rebels looking for a contract.
Yeah, so there's a few boys from the country Eagles in that Rebels setup, so they've obviously decided they're not going to risk too many guys from their main squad, and so the guys who are kind of fighting for those positions on the fringe of their squad are getting a chance at the 10. So we've seen guys like Jock Armstrong and Rowan Perry and Sam Ward, all good New South Wales Eagles men, having a crack up there. So hopefully for Jock it goes really well. I haven't seen any of the Rebels games, to be honest, Lowy, but I know Jock's a good player and very underrated and a real talisman, real country second rower, in that he gets through his work and he hits hard. So hopefully it goes well.